This is the BBC Home Service. We're now taking you over to the Mersey Tunnel, Liverpool, where an audience of science fiction fans from all over the United Kingdom is eagerly awaiting the final results of the British elections for this year's Transatlantic Fan Fund. As you may know, the vote counting this year is in the hands of the Liverpool Group. So we take you over now to Norman Shorrock and Patty Mills, Liverpool Group members who are also our reporters for this occasion.
And here we are in this vast tunnel.
Tunnel?
The atmosphere is really charged with excitement as results pour in from all parts of the British Isles. We've just been informed that Ashworth, who was elected in the Yorkshire primaries, has carried that county in the final poll. Come in, John Rowles, with the voting figures.
Ashworth, 1,527 votes. Bentcliff, 1,317 votes. Sanderson, 7 votes.
Thank you, John. And now, I see Dylan Morgan in Carnarvon trying to catch my attention on the monitor. Come in, Carnarvon.
Well, here in Wales, the results have been pretty much as expected, isn't it? Ashworth carries the majority with 327 votes. Bentcliff follows with 314 votes. And Sanderson's a close third with 3 votes. Well, now back to you, Norman Bach.
Meanwhile, back at the tunnel, emotions are rising to fever pitch as results pour in from the few remaining counties. A dramatic swing in Gloucestershire has given a block of 200 votes to Bentcliff at the expense of Sanderson. Now I'd like to introduce an American observer, Mr. Jungle Jim Ackerman, broadcasting courtesy WPDM, who reports from Gloucester.
This was indeed an unexpected turn of events here in quaint old Gloucestershire. Every Gallup poll prediction has led us to believe that this county would be decisively behind Bronx-backed H.B. Sanderson. However, the coast-to-coast trend toward youth is obviously having its effect, and Bentcliff's religious beliefs, which are based on Penn Buddhist nonconformity, are apparently having little effect on Joe Bowden. Throughout the day, harassed, worried executives of Fandom's top echelons have been hurrying to Fandom House for conferences in the traditional smoke-filled rooms, and the results of their deliberations seem to this observer to be now specific. Primarily, this area is backing Bentcliff. Back to you, Sherman Noddick. Swell party through last weekend, by the way.
Thank you, John W. Gernsback. And now over to you, Patty Mills, for your comments on the scene, ma'am.
And now I believe it's time for that part of the election programme that all the delegates love. The singing of the campaign songs where everyone joins in a spirit of good fellowship. I understand they're just about ready with the Mal Ashworth song. Yes, there they are now. Listen to them.
Ashworth's a writer of fame, and we're now singing hey.
Bentcliff, dear old Bentcliff, he's a man of Spain.
ended. And now, briefly, we've just time to go over to Wiltshire for the rural vote. Come in, Norman G. Wandsborough.
I'm sorry, Norman. We just haven't the time. Because now, back here in the tunnel, we're about to hear from the last bastions to vote. Come in, Eddie Jones.
Taskin. Well, on behalf of all the boys and girls of the Liverpool group, like, I'd just like to say that we have no hesitation whatsoever in giving our entire block of 380 votes to that friend of mine, Eric Bentley.
This is really a sensational finish. The Liverpool group have given 380 votes to Eric Bentley. Surprising, seeing they only have 50 members. However, this means that we have a dead heat for first place. Both Ashworth and Bentley have 3,500 votes. Well, this is really sensational. And to make this the most dramatic TAF election ever, we still have one vote to come. Just one vote. One vote that may be the deciding factor in sending one or other of these fans over the Atlantic to the 1960 Pittsburgh Convention. And whose vote is it? Well, I need only say that it's a vote which counts not only here and now, but also for many years to come throughout the entire civilized world. And now...
Why didn't you watch it? cast included Marjorie Denton, Eddie Jones, Patty Mullins, Stan Nuttall, John Owen, John Rolls, Ina Shorrock, Norman Weedall, and the Cheltenham Male Voice Choir. And this really is the end. Bye, folks.